Вы услышите высказывания людей в 7 различных ситуациях. Ответьте на вопросы по содержанию высказываний, выбрав один из предложенных вариантов ответа. В заданиях А7-А13 обведите цифру 1, 2 или 3, обозначающую ответ, который вам кажется наиболее верным. Вы услышите каждое высказывание дважды.
Now we are ready to start. Situation 1. You will hear a man talking about his doctor. What does he say about his doctor's advice? 1. He will ignore it. 2. He will check it. 3. He will follow it.
I was having a problem with my back again, so I went to see Dr. Clark. She examined me and thought the problem was a muscle, but I told her that Dr. Richardson had already decided that wasn't the case. She thought she knew best, though, and gave me a prescription for a cream. She should know we've tried that before with no effect, so there's no point doing it again. I won't bother, and I'll just keep taking the tablets and resting. It's the only thing that does any good.
Now you will hear situation one again.
I was having a problem with my back again, so I went to see Dr. Clark. She examined me and thought the problem was a muscle, but I told her that Dr. Richardson had already decided that wasn't the case. She thought she knew best, though, and gave me a prescription for a cream. She should know we've tried that before with no effect, so there's no point doing it again. I won't bother, and I'll just keep taking the tablets and resting. It's the only thing that does any good.
Situation 2. You will hear a woman talking about her shopping experience. What did she think had improved? 1. The service. 2. The choice. 3. The offers.
So, I went to Preston's to see if I could get something for Jim for our summer holiday, you know, some shorts and t-shirts. I knew the sales were on, and I thought I might find a bargain. They know me in there and they're always willing to help, so I told them what I wanted, not really expecting much because they've never had much of a summer range. Well, I was pleasantly surprised, and I got him a few things. He looked great on the beach.
Now you will hear situation two again.
So, I went to Preston's to see if I could get something for Jim for our summer holiday, you know, some shorts and t-shirts. I knew the sales were on, and I thought I might find a bargain. They know me in there and they're always willing to help, so I told them what I wanted, not really expecting much because they've never had much of a summer range. Well, I was pleasantly surprised, and I got him a few things. He looked great on the beach.
Situation 3. You will hear a boy talking to his friend. What does he say about his teacher? 1. She helped him. 2. She treated him unfairly. 3. She ignored his problem.
I just don't seem to understand literature classes. Mrs. Andrews explains it, and it makes sense, but then I'm doing my homework and I get confused and I ignore all the main points. I asked her what to do, and she gave me some extra work to do at home. I can't say I enjoy the extra studying, but it does make a difference. Now at least I can remember who all the characters are.
Now you will hear situation 3 again.
I just don't seem to understand literature classes. Mrs. Andrews explains it, and it makes sense. But then I'm doing my homework and I get confused and I ignore all the main points. I asked her what to do, and she gave me some extra work to do at home. I can't say I enjoy the extra studying, but it does make a difference. Now at least I can remember who all the characters are.
Situation 4. You will hear a woman talking about a painting. How did she feel about it? 1. She was shocked by it. 2. She thought it was clever. 3. She found it uninteresting.
I can't remember the name of the artist. I thought it was just a photograph of a farm when I walked into the gallery, and I was quite surprised when I got up close and saw that it was made up of tiny drops of paint. It was a great idea, and I certainly never would have thought of it. You should go and see it.
Now you will hear Situation 4 again.
I can't remember the name of the artist. I thought it was just a photograph of a farm when I walked into the gallery, and I was quite surprised when I got up close and saw that it was made up of tiny drops of paint. It was a great idea, and I certainly never would have thought of it. You should go and see it.
Situation 5. You will hear a conductor talking to an orchestra. What does he ask them to do? 1. Play more slowly. 2. Play more quickly. 3. Play with more feeling.
That was good, but there's room for improvement. This piece is supposed to express the composer's view of death, and it does it through keeping a steady pace all the way through. It's very easy to slow down towards the end, and I think that's what you're doing. So just watch me for the beat and try to bear that in mind. Let's try it one more time.
Now you will hear Situation 5 again.
That was good, but there's room for improvement. This piece is supposed to express the composer's view of death, and it does it through keeping a steady pace all the way through. It's very easy to slow down towards the end, and I think that's what you're doing. So just watch me for the beat and try to bear that in mind. Let's try it one more time.
Situation 6. You will hear a woman talking about a newspaper. How does she feel about it? 1. She thinks it ignores the most important news. 2. She thinks it always presents the news fairly. 3. She thinks it always presents its own point of view.
I never buy a paper, but my husband often brings one home from the office, so I glance at it. He usually gets the Evening Reporter. If you only read that paper, you'd think the government never did anything right. I often agree with their opinion, but I think sometimes you have to have both sides of the argument. At least it's not just full of celebrity gossip and all that rubbish. I think the TV news gives a far more balanced picture, actually.
Now you will hear Situation 6 again.
I never buy a paper, but my husband often brings one home from the office, so I glance at it. He usually gets the Evening Reporter. If you only read that paper, you'd think the government never did anything right. I often agree with their opinion, but I think sometimes you have to have both sides of the argument. At least it's not just full of celebrity gossip and all that rubbish. I think the TV news gives a far more balanced picture, actually.
Situation 7. You will hear a commercial for a kitchen product. What does the commercial claim about the product? 1. It will save you effort. 2. It will save you money. 3. It will save you time.
Finally, it's here. The Kitchen Devil 5000. Have you stopped cooking because of the time you waste searching for exactly the right piece of equipment for a simple job? Get back in the kitchen and throw away the blender, the juicer, and the food processor. The Kitchen Devil 5000 does it all. And it does it for only £19.99. The Kitchen Devil, for today's busy cooks.
Now you will hear Situation 7 again.
Finally, it's here. The Kitchen Devil 5000. Have you stopped cooking because of the time you waste searching for exactly the right piece of equipment for a simple job? Get back in the kitchen and throw away the blender, the juicer, and the food processor. The Kitchen Devil 5000 does it all. And it does it for only £19.99. The Kitchen Devil, for today's busy cooks.